There we go. I got it.
What do you know? Just got to push two buttons. All right. Well, if you have not already heard, we lost our brother Doug Baker last Sunday. Doug went to be with the Lord, and on Friday we had his funeral here. I wanted to thank you all for your support in that, for those of you who came out and helped. You are a blessing, and you're a blessing to the Baker family. Thank you so much. When I came into the church today, I was immediately reminded of the comedian Stephen Wright. I don't know if any of you know Stephen Wright, but he has a very dull sort of manner where he just speaks in a monotone and goes like this. And one of the things that he said, which I was reminded of when I came into church, was somebody stole everything in my apartment and replaced it with exact duplicates. Yeah, it's that kind of humor, right? Okay. He had another joke where he said, once I worked in a factory that made fire hydrants, you couldn't park for miles around. Just kind of strange stuff, you know? But everything is a little bit different. It's a little out of place. I came in, the chairs were like, oh, it's a little different, you know? Things are just not exactly the same. And the biggest thing is not the same is that Doug is not here. And so that's going to take a while to get better, okay? It's never going to get better, as a matter of fact. But God will get us through that. This is also Foundation Day, where the beginning of we celebrate the foundation of the Charismatic Episcopal Church. And as I was coming to church today, I heard because I was feeling a little weary too, you understand, from the service and having to do everything that we normally have to do on top of that too. And he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now, you've heard that scripture before, and Father Bill reminded me, it's from Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay? So I wasn't feeling very strong, you understand. And maybe I'm still not feeling very strong, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. You may be feeling a little weak today too, possibly. You understand what that means? That that's not necessarily that you are joyful in the Lord. It says the joy of the Lord. That means His joy. And the thing that I just want to remind you, and this is not even the sermon, is that the thing to remind you is that He is joyful over you. He rejoices over each of you. And in that, you will find your strength. Hallelujah. And that's wonderful. So remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He rejoices over your life. Okay. So the other scriptures that you heard today, we heard from Isaiah, and I'm just going to, and unless you all remember exactly what you was read today, those scriptures are just burning in your mind right now. I'm going to read this to you, okay? Isaiah 61:7 said, instead of the shame, you will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. So not only is there joy from the Lord, His rejoicing over you, but He is going to share that with us, that we will also rejoice, that we also have everlasting joy. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Hallelujah. And in Matthew 10:31, you just heard the gospel today, it said, don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Now, these scriptures to me, and I don't know if you catch this or not, I've had time to think about them a little longer than you've had, but these first scriptures appointed for Foundation Day talk to me about the provision of God, God's provision for us, okay? And then other scriptures that we think of, just off the top of my head, Genesis 22:8, Abraham answered, God Himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And in Luke 12:32, and you may have heard this one recently, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. God is the one who provides. the provision of God is what I'm talking about here. And have you ever heard of another name that goes along with that, that you hear pretty often in churches? God provides? Jehovah Jireh, have you ever heard this term? Okay. What does it mean? God provides? No, it doesn't. It means God sees. Okay, it's the word Yahweh Jireh is what is used there in Genesis 22. God Himself will provide, but it says that God sees and therefore provides is the idea of that. And that's where this whole idea of Jehovah Jireh comes from. But God sees your needs. And that's one of those key things that we need to understand. God provides for us. Okay? He has provided for us. He is providing for us. And He will provide for us. It's an ongoing process. A past, a present, and a future thing that's going on. First of all, and foremost, He's provided the payment for your sins through the sacrifice of His Son for us. We've joyously celebrated that just recently at Easter, right? God provided the way for us to worship Him in the Eucharist. Okay? Coming up here, being able to be intimate and commune with Him. This was the Last Supper, which said, "Do this in remembrance of me." God provided this very person to dwell in us, His own very person to dwell in us for service, okay? Which we joyously celebrated at Pentecost, the Holy Ghost, okay? God provided this church for us to express our form of worship. I'm not just talking about this place, but the CEC in general. So that we can express our form of worship, our unique style of worship. This thing we call three streams worship. Sacramental, evangelical, and charismatic. He provided for us this building. Okay? For our comfort, for our transportation here today. He provided all of that. For all the accoutrements that we have here that make our worship full. Through the Foundation Day offering, some of that was provided for this building even. You know, this is the day, or actually it's tomorrow, the day that Archbishop Adler was consecrated bishop, about, was it 25 years ago? 24? 25 years ago, tomorrow. Who, by the way, was provided for us. You understand? God provided Archbishop Adler to learn this process, to go through this thing of three streams worship, this idea of what we call convergence, to be able to provide a full expression based on the book of Acts, where we are evangelical, where we are charismatic with the Holy Spirit, and where we are sacramental with all of these things. He provided him to start the communion so that you would wind up here today. And God is still providing for us each day and every day. You know better than I do how your prayers are answered. You know how things are going in your life. You know what He does for you. Now, maybe your life is not easy. Maybe you're having difficulties. And certainly for the Bakers, they're having difficulties. But they're not the only ones. There are many other difficult things going on right around us. And He doesn't necessarily take those things away, but He is there with you through them every day. You know how He helps you through the good times and the bad times as well. And God will provide for us our future life. This is where faith comes in, okay? By faith, you know that He will use you for His glory in this life and in the future. And then when it's your time to leave, He will provide for you then too. You know this in faith. You will be one of those joyous worshipers around the throne of God, giving praise to Him forever, just like Doug is. Doug is being provided for. Becky is being provided for. Becky will be provided for. We all will be provided for. So we're talking about provision. And the CEC, I believe, is about provision. Providing a place for full worship. For worship for those. I think it even says in the... document it says. For seeking Christians from other groups that want a fuller expression of God. But provision is not just for you. it said there in Isaiah, you'll receive a double portion, right? Do you know why? Because you're supposed to give some away. You're supposed to give some of it away. You don't need the double portion. He's giving it to you so that you can share. That's the thing that we have to remember, even in these difficult times. The provision is for us, but not just for us. It's for others. It's not to keep for ourselves. All are welcome to join in the provision of God. God encourages it. God wants it. And He wants us to be the ones who take it out there to others. In fact, God has provided you for someone else. Archbishop Adler was provided for us, right? God has provided you to be there for someone else. Okay? Someone once said that the church exists for those who are not yet members, which means that you exist to bring more people into a relationship with Jesus. You are the provision for someone out there. Might be a cashier who's having a bad day, you know, and needs a kind word. Something like that. It could be simple little things I'm talking about. It might be a family member who needs Jesus' touch, His healing, His prayer that you can pray for. It might be someone you meet on the street who's lost and needs direction in more ways than one. You understand, as Christians, the only thing that makes us stand out from the rest of the world is if we step out and help people when no one else will. Otherwise, we're no different. Our church, we've been hearing recently, is called to go out again. We've been hearing called to go out. Go out. And God has provided the CEC for us to have an expression of worship that is full. But He has also provided the CEC and you for all those other people who are out there. Now, when we talk about going out, you know, we always think of those who don't know Jesus. We always think of going downtown and doing a rock mass or something like that. We don't know that it's going to be like that. The Lord hasn't said yet. We also think we're talking just about those who don't know Jesus. And there's no argument. I won't give you any argument that they need to know Him. But I wouldn't want us to just limit ourselves to that. Are we perhaps called to go out and encourage Christians, other Christians? I was talking with God the other day. Yeah, not that I haven't since then, okay? But this one stood out in my mind. Stood out in my mind today on the way here too. But I said, you know, Lord, I'd really like to encourage Christians. And He said, okay. You know, that's pretty... Go on, do it. Right. Okay. Tell them that I am on the move. Kind of like Aslan. Aslan is on the move, you know. Tell them I am doing a new thing and they need to be ready. All right. God is on the move. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged in that. And one of the things that came into my mind, and this may be for me, I think that the church should pray about it, and the Rector's Council probably will, is our church supposed to encourage other Christians too? Now, when I was having that discussion with God, it was also the very same day that Father Brett and Travis came from Knoxville. And we heard about their little church over there, the mission that they've started. And I wondered if we were supposed to help them some. He's fairly isolated over there. We're probably the closest church there is to his in Knoxville. And so I would hope that we could pray about that. You see, it helps people, it helps those who are of the faith, it helps those who are believers to hear that God is on the move and to find out some of those things that He is doing in places. And we need to be able to share some of those things that are happening and to hear some of those things that are going on in other places too. He is Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh, who sees your needs. Your predicament, your situation, your issues. And He provides for all of those who call on His name, as He does for you. God has provided. God is providing. God will provide. But He also provides for others. Never forget that part. And part of what He provided you is for others. You have gifts that can encourage other people. You have gifts and talents that you use here that can encourage other people, even Christians. You have a message and a story, a personal story of your experience of God that will encourage both believers and non-believers. So we need to be praying about how we can encourage others. Other individuals, but also possibly other churches. I believe God's on the move. He's asking us to use our gifts for others. I believe He's speaking this to individual members of this church in little pieces and parts here and there. But then we have to get it all together. We haven't got the whole plan. We haven't got the whole idea. And I would encourage you and ask you to be listening to the Lord and asking Him, Lord, how do we do this? How do we go out? How do we encourage others? And when you hear something, write it down and share it with us. God is providing a plan for you to encourage other people and for this church to encourage others. Because remember, He is God who provides. Amen.